welcome to the LuLaRoe Show with Shelly and Brad.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Super excited for our first real episode here. Right. Hopefully you've listened to our crazy introduction and know a little bit of our background. But yeah, in case you don't, LuLaRoe Consultants since January 2015. You can find us on Instagram at LuLaRoe Shelly Wanch, on Periscope at LuLaRoe Shelly Wanch, or on Facebook at LuLaRoe Shelly Wanch.
Which always makes me sad that all these names don't have me in it at all. I'm like, LuLaRoe, come on, can't it be just LuLaRoe Wanch? We're not going to get another Wanch.
I've thought back on this, like, should we change it? But then I'm worried it would, like, confuse people. That
might confuse people at this point.
Yeah. I mean, they all know you're part of this. Yeah. You're part of me. You're
when
here.
We first started, you could pick your own name, and then they kind of came up with the guideline.
We were LuLaRoe Tallahassee. So cute.
Which I understand, though. It'd be kind of mean of us to have LuLaRoe Tallahassee and all the other people that are here now.
Yeah.
We'd be like, well, I can't be LuLaRoe Tallahassee. That's just kind of messed up, you know? So, well, you know. I get it. Yeah. I totally get it. I'm just saying.
People know who you are, Brad.
I know.
You guys see him on our Periscopes. You see him in our shopping group. you're a presence.
Oh, thanks.
But I'm sorry your name's not on.
Thanks, boss lady.
That's funny. So I wanted to start by talking about some of my new inventory and the items that I'm super excited about. Because we have a lot of inventory now.
We do. Oh, my gosh.
We have stuff we don't even have hangers for because we've
got
run
boxes
out of room.
In the wait, okay, people? Yeah. We've got stuff waiting to be hung. It's just sitting in its box, and it's like, oh, look
so
at me.
Cute.
Little me. Nobody's going to even know I'm here until something else goes. And
yeah.
It gets put up there.
We've really got to figure out
I don't think the clothes
solutions.
Actually talk like that. So I'm gonna...
I don't know. That might be what they sound like, right? So anyway, I have gotten some of the cutest stuff coming out. Because you know LuLaRoe is all about the prints. The prints are always amazing. Always so cute. But I've been super excited lately to get some solid items. Because that's not something we have normally.
No, being here from the beginning for you, like, not from the beginning, but from when you started, like, solids are a rare thing.
Yeah, and then the heathered solids are, like, amazing right now. Like, my Anna dresses, I'm looking at them right now, they are so cute. Like, this heathered, like, blues and grays and light grays, oh my gosh, so cute. My perfect tees, same thing. Like, I am loving them. Like, I don't even know, guys. Like, I wish you could see these. You can see them, actually. Right. Monday nights on Facebook. That's when I post them for you to shop. But, oh, they're so
shameless
cute.
Plug.
I've been keeping a lot of stuff for myself, which is not good. But it is good, because that's why I do this.
That's why you really got into it, so you can keep your own clothes.
It is. And then the other part is the solid leggings. Like, what? We didn't have those either forever. And that is so awesome to go with the printed tops. Because I think...
Yeah, I think for the longest time, it was like the whole thing. People were like, well, do you have a solid that can go with this? Because they have the hardest time putting a print
putting
on a
it
print,
together, yeah.
You know, so they always wanted a solid piece to go with a printed piece. And now there's just like options. I almost feel like at times I could be like, just tell me what color you need.
Yeah.
You need color? Oh, I got that. You know,
and
we can match
awesome.
It. So it's really cool. Yeah.
It's really cool. Fun. Cause I do get that a lot on my shopping groups. People will PM me and they're like, oh, I bought this Irma
this
or
color,
this perfect tee. And they're like, what color leggings would match this? And I'm like, oh, well, let me shoot you a picture. Cause I have colored leggings to match and I'm loving it. Like, it's made my job as a fashion consultant a lot easier for people who aren't like super great or confident at like, pattern matching.
Yeah.
So it's
fine. And it's totally increased my skills of recognizing colors. Okay.
Yes. Like, I. Brad, when we started, he's like, that's blue. That's red. That's orange. That's yellow.
That's a darker red. That's a shade lighter than the
now
darker.
He's like, there's some crimson. There's some teal. There's some mint. Like, he's gotten so good, guys. It is awesome.
It totally is cool. It's
it
a cool
cracks
little
me up. Piece. And I also want to throw in there a little fun fact about us. So our recording studio doubles as our LuLaRoe room. So if you've ever seen other podcasters and they have these studios that have like those egg crate type stuff like on the walls and ceiling to help trap the sound in, we don't have to do that.
No.
Because we have clothes. Beautiful clothes surrounding us right now that
and
trap the
literally
sound in.
All around us. If I could put like a 3D camera right here, you would see that around us on three of our sides, and then our computer's on the other side, right? So you know, mirror, a window. Anyway, it's just LuLaRoe. It's just like bam, bam, bam. I mean, we are encompassed
so
in LuLaRoe here.
And so energizing, all the colors. It's just like, oh, it's like my dream world. It's awesome. So that's how we podcast, if you want to imagine us in that right now. So, but we had a super funny story happen tonight that I wanted to share with you guys because I'm still a little embarrassed and laughing about it.
And maybe she'll listen to this and know that we're super embarrassed. And I want to go ahead and apologize.
Oh, yes. If the customer that we are going to mention, not by name.
She will know who she is.
She will know who she is. If you listen to this, do not feel bad at all. Like, this was nothing on you. And please don't think that we're, like, crazy weird either. And it was totally fine that you came by. I know. I'm going to have to send her a message.
Guys. This is all on me.
So, preface with this. I do porch pickup a couple times a week, and people who are local can come like pick their LuLaRoe up from me instead of having to pay shipping costs. Works great. It's awesome. Anyway, this customer, we've been trying to get up with each other the last couple days, and it hadn't worked out. And she doesn't live like in town. She lives like in a outlier town. So I had told her, like, if you were in town, let me know and I can set it out for you. Well, she replied to my message, but I didn't realize she replied to my message because it went to like that other mysterious mailbox that Facebook has and it didn't notify me. So she's picked stuff up before. So she just came on over, which whatever, that's fine, but I didn't know. So it's like 8:20 at night, you know, starting to get dark. We live out in the country. Like, people really like come up to our house unless you know they're coming. Our windows were still open, which is doubly embarrassing because I normally like close the blinds like as soon as it gets dark because I'm super paranoid about people like seeing us
in our
house.
Inside our house.
Yeah, yeah, I'm like weird. My hair is crazy. I had no makeup on. I'm wearing a perfect tee, oversized, no bra because I'm at my house. Like, it's all right, Brad. You don't have to be embarrassed. Like, women, you know what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah, like, we don't wear bras at the house. That thing comes off as soon as you come in the house, and it's fine. And then I'm wearing, like, these super baggy pajama pants because I was cold, and I didn't want to put, I don't even know what I had on earlier. I don't even know, but I was cold, so I put my pajama pants
really
on.
Huge.
But these are, like, really thick, like, baggy winter pajama pants. So, you know, Brad's cooking dinner, and me and the kids have been watching these dance videos on Instagram because we love to do that because it's really funny and my kids love it. So my daughter's like, let's have a dance party. And I'm like, okay. So we go on Spotify or whatever we listen to and put on like dance music. So we're like blaring it and we're like
from the TV,
like house shaking
sound bar.
Yeah.
Thing.
It was loud.
On. Yeah.
It was loud. And then, so we're just like dancing it up, right? Me and my two kids who are dressed like Star Wars characters at the time. And we're just going to town. I mean, we were like, could have been on like Soul Train or Showtime at the Apollo or something. What? Like, we had some moves. You know it, Brad. You know we had some moves. Anyway, Brad's in the kitchen. Next thing I know, out of the corner of my eye, cause our door has like a stained glass like panel in the middle, I see somebody on the porch. And I'm like, ah! I'm like, somebody's on the porch. And me and the kids like book it for the kitchen. I'm like hiding around the corner. Poor Brad had no idea what was going on, right?
None.
I'm like, Brad, there's somebody at the door. And I'm like, I don't have a bra on. And like push him out there. Meanwhile, I'm stuck in the kitchen because you can't get anywhere in our house without like the people at the door seeing you. And Brad, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Like, opens the door. I don't even know what he did because the music's blaring, remember? And who's that song by?
I don't
know. It was playing. It was that song that's like, work, 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 work. And then it says like some other stuff. And then it does work, work, work. Anyway, y'all know what song I'm talking about.
Oh, please continue. Just keep on going
with
your song.
It was blaring. So I don't even know what Brad said. And next thing I know, he's coming back in the kitchen and he's like, you have to go to the door. And I'm like, I'm not going to the door. Like, Brad, like the whole, you know, he's like, she needs her stuff. So we're like having this like intense moment here, right? Cause I'm like, I'm not going to the door. I'm in my pajamas. I don't have a bra on. My hair's crazy. And he's like, you have to go to the door. She's here to pick up her stuff. Her stuff's not out there. And he's like freaking out because he panics sometimes randomly. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So I had to go to the door. Guys, I had to go to the door. I was so embarrassed. And if you're listening, customer, again, you don't need to be embarrassed at all. This is not on you. This is on us. But I'm so embarrassed and sorry. that you saw all of that because it was crazy.
Okay, so I want to tell my side of the story.
Okay, what's your side?
First of all, so yeah, we're having like basically like you're having a dance battle in there. I don't know what's going on. The music is blaring. And you're right, the windows are completely open, so they could see. I don't know how long she was there.
I know.
But she definitely saw some moves, yes. Okay? That's the first point I want to bring up. So she also saw you dart out of there.
I know.
She locked on the door, okay? So then you come in to me, and to me, you're just like, somebody's at the porch, blah, 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 blah. And I don't know, all I heard was there's a person on our porch. So I'm the husband, okay? I instantly go into protective mode. That's what I was in. I thought there was a weird man or something on our porch looking at my kids, okay? This is what's going through my head. So I come around the corner, and then, like, when I see it, I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's a lady. But I'm already saw, right? She's already seeing me. We're making eye contact through our glass door. So I walk up to the door, but I haven't had enough time to process how I'm handling this situation. This is super weird. What do I say? So I pretty much open the door and give her a shocked look like, hi. And I was like, can I help you? You know, I didn't know what, I was totally lost. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, Shelly.
I'm laughing so hard.
Shelly has got to come to this store. She's going to make things right. So I walk off. I can't even half remember what the woman said to me at all. And that's when I got you. And I had to like you were going to that door, okay?
And I'm like, no, I'm not.
So then you come back around to the door to give her her item, and you were super nice or whatever, you know.
I'm trying to like hunch,
try to pull
so
it
maybe
together.
She doesn't notice I'm not wearing a bra. I don't know. It's so embarrassing.
The weird part is the music the whole time.
Yeah, it's like work, 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 work.
At no point does anybody in this situation ever turn the music down.
And then Rayleigh and Fenway.
They come around the corner like looking at her like, who are you? What is this?
Like, these little kids have never seen, like, another human being in their Star Wars
outfits.
This is
their very first experience with somebody knocking on the door. Oh my gosh, have we scared them to death. They'll never be the same.
Oh, man, it was awesome.
Oh, wow. Oh, how the times have changed,
it was
right?
Such an awesome moment. So I think I've learned a lesson.
What's that?
I don't know. Gotta wear a bra and be presentable
at all times.
And we need a new front door.
We need
that people can't see through.
That's true. We need a new front door and we need business hours. I think that's a thing you could say, right?
We need to set parameters.
So you could be cutesy for
business
hours.
Yeah, but I see her point because she doesn't live in town and we had been communicating.
Just happened to be on the
side of town. I just totally missed the message.
Or,
that was my bad.
You know what? You just go with it. You know, this is how it works. You know, at least you still got one LuLaRoe item on.
I did. I had my perfect tee on.
So you had your perfect tee on. So what if you're just, you know, freely showing through that?
Oh, man. Man. Yeah. So that was an awesome moment that we wanted to share.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that was good.
All right, so our next segment, Brad is going to be heading this up because you're super good at this, and it is called self-sabotaging.
I'm super good at self-sabotaging.
Yes. So my quick lead-in. We read all these self-help books, right? There's some really awesome ones we could recommend for y'all. But the thing we keep coming back to is we're really good at doing the things that they tell us not to do in those books. Such as self-sabotaging.
That's my lead-in.
So take it away, Brad.
I would like to say that I think for us, I think we just experience things and we have to fix our things and we just kind of do it our own little way. And yes, I've read some books and stuff like that. And I know there's some scientific stuff to this, but it's just how I just register it, you know? And this has been hitting me a lot lately is the self-sabotaging concept of, you know, I want this to be successful. I want this to be successful for us, you know, and for the family and everything. And I know if I dedicate this time, if I did this or if we did these things, you know, if we did this podcast, I'd be like, hey, you know, we need to do a show about this. This is great. We have fun
stories.
We've
been saying this for like months.
And I've written stuff down.
Yeah.
But I go through this process of self-sabotaging. And by that, I mean that I will do things that will make me mad and put me in a situation where I could say to myself, well, I can't do it now because of this situation. But when I really step back and I really were to analyze what was happening there, I put myself in that situation. And it's probably because subconsciously I felt as though I wasn't going to be doing it good anyway, or I wasn't, whatever that story is that I made up for myself. And I was just scared, mm-hmm. point blank.
That's the main
yeah,
reason.
Yeah, I'm just scared. Fear. I'm just fear. I'm afraid of failure.
Yes.
I'm afraid of doing a podcast and it not being successful. I'm afraid of selling LuLaRoe or going to a party and telling a woman that she looks beautiful in a dress because she might not feel that she does and she's going to disagree with me and that's going to hurt my feelings. I'm going to feel like I told her something wrong or something like mm-hmm. that, right? And so I will set myself up. And that's mm-hmm. what I call self-sabotaging. I set myself up to go ahead and fail and be okay with my excuse. Mm-hmm. So
Without trying.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got to remove my, so like even tonight's a great example. You know, we got into a bit of I made an argument on the really smallest things.
Yeah.
Just so that I could be like, oh, now it's late and now it's going to be whatever. Or now we can't do this because of this other situation. It's like, you totally created that. You mm-hmm. made that monster. It wasn't there. You were set up. You had something planned and you tried to self-sabotage mm-hmm. to come in.
That subconscious
came in. It's like, no, you're going to fail, man. You need to get out of there. And it's like, abort, abort, abort. And instead of like taking the whatever way of just saying, I can't do it because I'm scared, I have to create a scenario in which it's mm-hmm. okay for me to, you know, whatever. And mm-hmm. that is where I come to self-sabotaging. And if I had to bring it up as a reason, not just to put myself like, oh, this is what I do, it's something that I'm aware of. And I think the people also starting in LuLaRoe mm-hmm. or thinking about doing LuLaRoe, or if you're just trying to become more successful or get better, it's a thing, a process that if you really were to start to look at, that you might go through mm-hmm. and it would stop you from being successful, and you will find ways to self-sabotage yourself, you know, or
because
self-sabotage
of that fear,
yourself. That's what weird way of saying yeah. that.
Because you get fearful or scared or uncomfortable, and that makes you scared. And I know there's one thing that Deanne and Patrick and everybody, they tell us all the time, like on our webinars, is get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Exactly.
And that is so true.
It's so hard.
It's hard.
It's anything to say, but really think about that. If you pushed yourself every day to be uncomfortable, and by that I mean try something you don't try mm-hmm. all the time mm-hmm. and doing new things all the time.
Yeah.
And trying to find new ways and reaching out to people that you're afraid. You know, that's the thing with this that I do a lot is reaching out to people.
Yep.
You know, I have so many friends that I play baseball with, and they all have wives that would love these clothes. Mm-hmm. And there's a group for me to say, hey, I reach out to them and see whatever, because these aren't people you're friends with necessarily.
Yeah, I don't know
them. This is a group of friends of mine. But I'm so afraid to, you know, I'm like, oh, I can't bother them with that kind of thing. Oh, they're going to think it's silly. Oh, blah, 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 you know, or whatever it is. And I will make tons of excuses not to do it. But then if my back was up against it, then the self-sabotage comes out. Then I would have to resort to, I don't know, get myself sick.
Yeah.
Doing something really silly.
To avoid the situation.
But, you know, like I would try to avoid the situation in a more serious.
Instead of just facing that fear and beating that fear.
Yeah.
So your goal, Bradley Wanch.
You're setting goals for me. Here on the show.
Right on the show. With witnesses is to reach out to those baseball wives.
Why did I bring that up?
See, I don't know why
I'm
you
scared,
did,
because right
I never even thought about approaching them, and now the thought's there. So you got to do it now, then report back.
See, I purposely hadn't even brought it up because I knew you'd put me on point and say, "Hey, you got to do this."
Yeah,
and now
I'm putting the spotlight on you, and you're gonna report back.
Works, guys.
See, this is awesome. It's like a training exercise, like
right here,
legitly in person.
Legitly.
Is how I say it. So that was awesome.
Yeah.
So that's our advice as consultants for like a year and a half. A year and a half. And Brad still has things that scare him with this. I still have things that scare me with this business.
So
like a lot
growing.
Of things, but I'm not going to say them right now because then Brad will challenge me to do
all
them.
Right. You want to set yourself up.
But, you know, like, but if you're going to be successful, you have to face that and shove it to the wayside.
I think so. That's what you got to do.
Yeah. So that's our advice. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Is that all you got on that?
I think that's it. I think for that is just, you know, again, like everything you had said.
Yeah.
You know, just, you know, be aware of it mm-hmm. as a thing that you need to make sure you don't go down these mm-hmm. paths and do things.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. That's good advice. Good advice from Bradley Watch. So, moving on, I'm super excited because Monday night in our VIP shopping group, we are launching adult Azure skirts for the first time ever. We have not carried these in our inventory. I personally have two and love them and wear them on the down low all the time because I'm scared of wearing styles that I don't actually sell.
Why? Because people start asking you for
Because people
them, right?
ask me about them and then they want to know where they buy them. And I'm like, I actually don't carry those. So my Azures I've been wearing secretly and I love them. So we finally decided it was time to bring them into our inventory. And I'm so excited. And they are so cute. They're sitting in my living room right now. We have some really cute patterns.
It's super fun for the summertime, too. I'm
they
a flowy
are.
Skirt.
They're so. Perfect. So Monday night in our VIP shopping group, we will be launching those. So you can shop there, send your friends there. Again, you find me, LuLaRoe Shelly Wanch on Facebook, and click the Shop Now button to go there. And send us your questions and thoughts, and we would love to maybe answer
yeah,
some of those
we'll
on
some
air
stuff
in the future.
If you got some stories or something you want us to share or something like that, that would be kind of awesome,
yeah.
too. So
we want to build over. A little community
and
here.
Where do they reach
excited.
You email?
Oh, LuLaRoe Shelly. Sorry, I didn't hear your question. Oh. LuLaRoeShellyWatch@gmail.com. You can also email me there. Yeah. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed our embarrassing story of the night and our quick tips we had for you. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Later, guys.